Hatsumomo's room was the largest in the Okia, larger in floor space than my entire house in Yoroido. I couldn't think why it should be so much bigger than everyone else's, until one of the elderly maids told me that even though Hatsumomo was the only geisha in the Okia now, in the past there'd been as many as 3 or 4, and they'd all slept together in that one room. Hatsumomo may have lived alone, but she certainly made enough mess for 4 people. When I went up to her room that day, in addition to the usual magazines strewn about and brushes left on the mats near her tiny makeup stand, I found an apple core and an empty whiskey bottle under the table. The window was open, and the wind must have knocked down the wood frame on which she'd hung her kimono from the night before. Or perhaps she'd tipped it over before going to bed drunk and hadn't yet bothered to pick it up. Usually, Auntie would have fetched the kimono by now, because it was her responsibility to care for the clothing in the Okia. But for some reason, she hadn't. Just as I was standing the frame erect again, the door slid open all at once, and I had turned to see Hatsumomo standing there. "Oh, it's you," she said. "I thought I heard a little mousy or something. I see you've been straightening my room. Are you the one who keeps rearranging all my makeup jars? Why do you insist on doing that?" "I'm very sorry, ma'am," I said. "I only move them to dust underneath." "But if you touch them," she said, "they'll start to smell like you. And then the men will say to me, 'Hatsumomo-san, why do you stink like an ignorant girl from a fishing village?' I'm sure you understand that, don't you? But let's have you repeat it back to me just to be sure. Why don't I want you to touch my makeup?" I could hardly bring myself to say it, but at last I answered her. "Because it will start to smell like me." "That's very good. And what will the men say?"
"They'll say, 'Oh, Hatsumomo-san, you smell just like a girl from a fishing village.'"
There's something about the way you said it that I don't like. But I suppose it will do. I can't see why you girls from fishing villages smell so bad. That ugly sister of yours was here looking for you the other day, and her stench was nearly as bad as yours." I kept my eyes to the floor until then, but when I heard these words, I looked Hatsumomo right in the face to see whether or not she was telling me the truth.
"You look so surprised," she said to me. "Didn't I mention that she came here? She wanted me to give you a message about where she's living. Probably she wants you to go find her, so the two of you can run away together."
"Hatsumomo-san, you want me to tell you where she is?
Well, you're going to have to earn the information. When I think how, I'll tell you. Now get out."